Today's reading is in Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, starting in verse 1. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. So in yesterday's reading, Jesus has gone to John the Baptist in order to be baptized. And it was not a baptism of repentance for Jesus, but it was to fulfill all righteousness. John recognized that Jesus didn't need baptism. If anyone did, it was the other way around. But Jesus told him to let it be. And so after this has occurred, you have the temptation of Jesus. Satan comes at him while he's in that human form, just the same way that he comes at us. The temptation may be a little bit different. We're not brought and put on the pinnacle of a temple. However, the basic forms of temptation were presented to Jesus: the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. I don't believe this is the only time Jesus was tempted, and I don't believe this was the first time that Jesus was tempted. But it is important because it teaches us certain important facts about Jesus and about combating temptation. If you really think about it for a moment, we also realize that this was the first battle in a war that Satan could not win. A war that only the Lamb of God will be victorious, and all those that are on his side will be victorious with him. Satan was going to lose, but somehow he was hoping he was going to win this battle. And if he had won that battle, I suppose that would have changed everything, because then Jesus wouldn't have been sinless. But no, that's not the way things worked out, and Jesus is sinless. He did not succumb to temptation. Whenever we talk about the temptation of Jesus, I usually focus on the fact that Jesus uses the word in order to defend himself. Each time Satan presents him with a temptation, Jesus responds with a quotation of Scripture. If we aren't taking ourselves and ingesting the Word of God, studying the Word of God, knowing the Word of God in and out, then we're neglecting the greatest defense that we have against sin and against temptation. Satan has always presented himself in a way in which he seems helpful. Think about Eve in the garden. "Don't you want to eat that fruit? Doesn't it look good? Wouldn't it taste good?" You know, he presents himself as a helper. And even here with Jesus, it seems like he tries to do that. Now, he's sort of menacing with Jesus and trying to provoke him. You know, "If you really are the Son of God," as if he didn't know. He did know. But even though he has that menacing tone, Jesus has been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. He basically says, "Look, you've got the power to make these stones turn to bread, and then you wouldn't be hungry anymore." And that's what Satan does. He tries to convince us that God is somehow holding back from us. And if we would just give in, if we would just sin, then we'd have what we needed and have what we wanted. And of course, it's all a lie. He's the father of lies. We live in a world that has the same idea going on all the time. You know you want this, Why would you hold back? And even this idea today that people present of, wouldn't God want you to be happy? Well, did God ever promise that we'd always be happy? Did God ever promise that we'd always have everything that we desired? No. No, being a child of God calls us to sacrifice of some of those things that make us happy and that we enjoy in order to serve Him, especially when they are sinful things. We have to be willing to set them aside, toss them, and consider them as garbage. But Satan always presents things of, you're missing out. You're losing out. Our advertising on TV, on the radio, on billboards around us, in print, on the internet, everything is presenting that idea of, if you don't have this, you're missing out. You know, if you don't have the latest and greatest, then somehow you're just not as good. And that's rubbish. That's complete rubbish. Some of the happiest people on this earth are people that don't have hardly anything. And that's because they don't focus on what they don't have, and they don't focus on the things that might make life easier or might make life more enjoyable. No, they focus on what they do have instead of what they don't. So Satan always presents these things with a spin, tries to shed a different light on them so the temptation is real for us. We need to be careful, brethren. We need to be very, very careful, because Satan can trick us when we're not paying attention. He can trick us even with Scripture. In this second temptation, he quotes Scripture. He says, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written. Well, he's misusing the Scripture. He's abusing it. But he's still quoting Scripture. And that's where we need to be careful too, because it can look right. Somebody can use a Scripture in such a way that sounds right and be totally wrong. The Pharisees did that at the time of Jesus. They were using Scripture and abusing it in such a way that put them in a different position than they would be. And Jesus says they were a bunch of hypocrites. We need to be very, very careful that we don't fall prey to Satan's lies and devices. We need to know the truth so that we can be set free from the power of sin. Thank you for listening today. Please pray about these things. Please be alert. Please be sober-minded. And please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.